Okay, Chelsea, see, I think originally when you hear what I do here, you're going to be upset, but at the end of it, you usually are pretty happy with how this goes. This is a you don't get to pick kind of fringy mini. And it's because,
are you ever going to let me pick again?
How dare you even ask such a thing? The reason I do it this way is because I found this article headline and I immediately knew that this was what fringy minis were meant for.
Okay, I do enjoy that. So I don't know that we ever had a choice to begin with. And I don't know why not picking makes me so uneasy, but I should just trust that you know
and
what you're doing.
You're pretty happy with the whole circumstance.
Yeah, it's true. So let's go for it.
Okay. So this comes, I've never heard of this website before, but again, this is based on the headline that we have to read this.
Those are the best websites, ones we've never heard of before.
OVNIOLOGIA.com.br. So ovniologia.com.
Oh, that sounds reputable.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. And its logo is a gray alien head. So.
Oh, I already love it.
Yes,
big fan.
Article title. A UFO was shot down in China yesterday. Article last updated September 13th, 2025.
Wow, that was not that long ago from when we're recording.
Some Chinese media reported today that an unknown object was intercepted in Shandong province. Images quickly spread across local video platforms. Residents of several areas in Shandong province, mainland China, witnessed a rare aerial phenomenon. Night of September 12th. Many witnesses reported seeing a bright point of light moving rapidly across the sky, followed by two loud booms and visible flashes. Videos recorded by locals were quickly shared online, drawing widespread attention on Chinese social media. According to the newspaper, China Blue News, witnesses described initially spotting an object moving at high speed in a parabolic trajectory. Huh, apparently the Chinese are way better at their math. Not meant in a racist way, but like I couldn't describe something as a parabolic.
I was actually just going to comment, what the hell does parabolic mean?
Doesn't that kind of mean like a slight arc? Isn't a parabola like a lens shape?
No idea, actually.
I'll let Chelsea Google that while I keep going. Moments later, a second luminous object appeared from another direction. As the two crossed paths in the sky, there was a bright flash and a deafening explosion, so intense that some residents initially thought it was thunder or a detonation. Not two options I would generally have when I hear a noise, like either thunder or an explosion.
Yeah, I mean, you could just be barely paying attention and it could border. I could see it.
I guess, yeah, I would have to be in that circumstance, but I just can't for the life of me think of like being in a situation where like, I'm not really sure if that was thunder or an explosion.
No, I'm with you on that one, actually, because thunder's pretty, though don't think I've heard a large explosion.
Yeah.
So
I can't tell you what the loudest explosion I've
maybe
heard
this
is.
Person's been in enough explosions that they weren't quite sure.
According to Yahoo News, military experts stated that based on the characteristics reported, the event was most likely a missile interception test. The first object was probably a simulated target missile, while the second was an interceptor. These tests are conducted to assess the effectiveness of air defense systems, particularly terminal missile interception technology. Some locals reacted with understanding. Quote, it's normal for a country to carry out the necessary national defense tests. As long as safety measures are taken, it's fine. End quote, one person commented. Another joked, quote, we finally got to see what the Dongfeng Express looks like. End quote.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We might have to know a bit more about what's going on in China for that.
I was just going to say, I think there's some cultural stuff we're not going to quite grasp here.
I'm just happy they've translated it at least to English.
No kidding.
On social media, alternative theories began to emerge. Some users suggested it could have been space debris re-entering the atmosphere, such as remains of satellites or rockets. Similar incidents occurred in 2023 when debris was seen over Jinan, Shandong, and in May this year in Anhui province. However, many pointed out that the footage clearly shows an object being shot down, fueling speculation. Quote, it could have been a drone secretly filming a military base that got taken down. No foreign drone would dare violate Chinese airspace like that. Could a drone even produce such a bright light? It looked like something straight out of Star Wars. End quote. I should say those are all separate quotes. I just got real lazy with it.
That's fine. That's what we do.
Because they also don't treat it. And they also, just so we can all be on the same page of understanding, these quotes are within their own little picture. which has quotes at each side at the end, and then there's quotes within this picture. So it's not fair for me as a reader reading it.
I barely grasp that. All I understood was there's a lot of quotes.
A lot of quotation marks. According to SinChu.com, no official statement has been issued so far, and major Chinese media have not released further details. Experts emphasize that major military powers around the world regularly conduct such tests as part of national defense strategies. These exercises are not necessarily aimed at a specific country, but are intended to improve a nation's defense capabilities. I would add that, yeah, they do that. Generally, they warn the public, or at least have some kind of statement on
it. In China?
For now, the incident remains shrouded. I mean, most places, do they not? Like, if they're going to do something military-based, give a warning to the area so they don't think they're at war?
I don't know. And I certainly do not know about China.
Like, even especially, like, with the Arizona Lights, they had to come out the next day and say, like, oh, yeah, there was training going on.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
So nobody's too scared.
Yeah, I guess. I have no idea. So, yeah.
Especially if you're going to be firing missiles over top of your population that are exploding.
I guess that would be logical. I guess I've just never been in that situation either.
Yeah. All sorts of Chinese situations these Chinese people find themselves in. Is it thunder? Is it
No.
Is it an explosion?
No idea.
Should the government be telling me this? I don't know.
Do they tell us about military drills? No idea.
For now, the incident remains shrouded in mystery, with some believing it was just a routine military test, while others suspect that something truly unknown may have been shot down in the skies over China. And then there is an update. A Chinese military officer, Zhao Dashui, who is very active on the X platform, shared a video showing the incident. In her post description, she referred to the episode as, quote, an interception of something, end quote, the Chinese government, without saying what that something might be. Quote, something was intercepted by our air defense system off the coast of Shandong facing the Korean Peninsula. End quote. And
that's a good quote.
Chelsea, I do have to share this right now just because this is pretty great. It is X, but it's on the webpage, so I don't think they get a share from me or whatever you would call it. This is pretty amazing, Chelsea. Make sure your sound's nice and loud.
Why? Was that coming from the UFO?
No wonder they didn't know if it was an explosion or thunder.
It's even more intriguing than I originally thought.
I really gotta wonder if that's part of her job for the Chinese government, adding dubstep. Or at least some kind of house music.
That was good stuff.
Official song of the Chinese military.
I don't think I actually processed what I was seeing. I had to jam out when I heard that.
just started dancing.
Oh, okay. What happened?
Okay. I don't know. Something happened. Okay. Chinese government good is what I got from that. All hail the Chinese government. May it live 1,000 years, or at least over the next 48 hours until we see you guys again. Anyhow.
We were all thinking it. Bye.